Wa'alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ameen to your beautiful duas. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his rahmah and blessings on you and your family as well. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istofa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. إن يتبعون إلا الظن وإن الظن لا يغني من الحق شيئا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today we bring you a story about the reality of an elephant to a few people, and there's a very, very great lesson in this for us. There was a country in which there weren't any elephants, so they got an elephant from India, and it was placed in a dark room. And the elephant itself is dark, and you know, if you walked into that room, you wouldn't be able to see anything, so you had to feel with your hands and establish what the elephant looked like. So people had to use their own reasoning, their own assumption, and their own intelligence to come to a conclusion. So the person whose hand fell on the ear of the elephant, he says, "Oh, this seems like a huge fan." And the one whose hands fell on the back of the elephant, he says, "Well, it seems like there's a nice big board out here." And then the one whose hands fell on the leg of the elephant, he felt it and he says, "This is just like a column." And then one whose hands fell onto the tusk of the elephant, he felt the way it's shaped and everything. He says, "Well, this looks like a trumpet." So the lesson from this particular story is that each one, using his intelligence, had a different opinion, right? Now, the Rumi Ramatullah says, if they had some light in their hands, then they would be guided, you know, and they would be able to ascertain what an elephant is, you see. But now each one had tried and used his own intellect to come to a conclusion because there was darkness in that particular room. Had there been light, there wouldn't have been no difference of opinion. It would have been entirely different. So you find that in today as well in the world, you know, that the aim and object, you know, for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world, many people are blind from that reality, right? Why? Because they are deprived of the nur and the light of the wahi and the divine inspiration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Quran and Majid. There are great, great intellectuals that we have heard about, you know, and what happens is we find that eventually their intelligence takes them as end-alls, be-alls as far as this dunya is concerned, and they are destined for the fire of Jahannam because they are not guided by the light of the noble Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if a blind person, you know, decides to take a route himself, or he lets him be guided by another blind person, then in both instances, you know, they will never reach their destination because they have no light to see, because both of them are blind. So in the very, very same way, if a person is blind to the truth and the reality, the haqq, you know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down, then they are going to go towards dhalalat. They are going to be absolutely astray, no matter how they apply their minds. I mean, you will find that people are speaking about, you know, in the most progressive countries in the world, like India, but you will find that the prime minister or the president of the country, you know, consumes urine and worships an animal. So you find that their minds are overtaken by something that even normal human beings cannot fathom. Why? Because they are not guided by divine light. So it makes a very, very great difference when we are guided by the light and the nur of the Quran and Majeed. So that's why Muslims must not be impressed by the philosophers and the scientists of today. Darwin's theory, you know, that it is something that can take a person to great heights, or, you know, it makes him very, very intelligent. Once there was, you know, the youngster came to the parents and he said, look here, you know what the teacher is telling us in school, that our ancestors, you know, they were monkeys and apes. So, yes, the mother agreed with that. And the father says, no. We, as Adam alayhi salam, was born, and then we, the progeny of Adam alayhi salam. And the wife says, no. You know. So the father said, tell the son, look here, if your mom wants to trace her lineage, you know, to monkeys and apes, let it be so. I'll trace my lineage to Nabi Adam alayhi salam. So you can imagine how people become blinded when they have no guidance in the form of divine inspiration, the Quran and Majid, and the hadith of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You know. So this is the reality, and it says us, it teaches us that we must be guided by the light of the noble Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And there's another story Maulana gives about a fly and its baseless thoughts. So there was a donkey that urinated in such a great quantity that a blade of grass was actually flowing in that urine, and this fly decided to sit on top of that, and the fly was was enjoying it, excelled. It was, you know, it was a great experience, and it was in his own thoughts that now I am a captain of a boat, of a ship, and I'm sailing in the ocean, you know. And he had this pride overcoming, you know. And Maulana then says, this person, this fly was engulfed in such stupidity, baseless thoughts as well. So today you will find as well, you know, uqala, so-called intelligent people, they make a lot of research and everything, but they have not benefited from the divine inspiration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, and they turn their faces away from religion, and many of them would say become atheists. And today you will find that they lend credibility to their own research, and they forget what the Anbiya alayhi salam had came with. So in view of this, Maulana says that they are just like that fly, you know, baseless thoughts and interpretation, sailing, you know, in a cesspool, you know, of urine on a blade of grass. One day when the truth will dawn upon them, then only will they realize. So we have to give the Quran and the Hadith and our deen, you know, preference over our own baseless interpretations. And this has been outlined in the Quran and Majid, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ, they follow only their assumptions. وَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا, and assumptions are absolutely useless against the truth. So we must follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not depend, you know, on our reasoning, etc. Otherwise we will be just like that fly, you know, who had his own thoughts and thought it excelled over all the other flies and was enjoying its experience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq in the hidayah to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.